Untold Stories by Alan Bennett.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Introduction. At Christmas, when I was a boy and hung my pillowcase at the end of the bed, one of the presents I could generally count on was an annual. The comics that I read weekly throughout the year all produced a Christmas annual. There were Dandy and Beano for me, who was the youngest, Knockout, Wizard or Hotspur for my brother, 3 years older. Annuals, which were also albums, had a long tradition, stretching back to the Edwardian Chatterbox. And even in the wartime 1940s, the books were still quite substantial, and in gaily decorated hardcovers with a medley of strip cartoons, stories and games that kept us absorbed well into the new year, when they could be swapped for other children's annuals. The appeal of such compendium books was not confined to the young. There were adult annuals. The most notable, and still a staple of second-hand bookshops, the Saturday Book, with poems, short stories, paintings and autobiography, a review in book form. The fashion for such adult versions seems to have gone out, but I imagine there are children's annuals still, or a version of them. I hope so. As for me, they were the beginning of childhood reading, and memories of the feel and smell and the excitement of those Christmas volumes come back to me as I write. So, if I have a model book, it's not Jane Austen or Dickens or Evelyn Waugh.